Right, so we're setting up a dry autoclave cycle with material that we need during the experiment. We start off with metal forceps, which we've put in a flask, and I've added autoclave tape to make sure we know it's sterile. The next thing we need is an empty flask which has been washed and ready for autoclaving, in which we are going to grow bacterial cultures in an ideal setup. We need to have some wooden sticks in a test tube which we are going to autoclave, and we use these to inoculate cells. Then we have these centrifuge tubes which holds 2 ml of liquid. We need several of them to make dilutions of the extract or antibiotic. Here are the filter discs which we've created by punching filter paper. They're 7 millimeters in diameter and they need to be autoclaved as well. And then we have pipette tips. In an ideal scenario, we would be depositing these extracts and antibiotics using pipettes which allow for greater volume, control and precision. Alright, so we're going to now take this into the dry autoclave.